back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Man, we have so much controversy going on behind the scenes. I think we're going to throw it to network.
We don't have network.
I do want to give a shout out to
network
tomorrow.
Is music.
What's her name? Used to do network over there at the van.
Amy Lawrence.
You guys hear Amy Lawrence?
Were you up at 4 a.m. to hear Amy?
Oh.
That is her, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, oh. She sounded full of life.
Oh. 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 Oh.
I can relate to this.
Oh. Oh.
That could be a big hit.
Oh.
No other musical melodic content, just that.
I don't have a lot else.
Anyways, tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting from Rollertown Beer Works.
Oh!
We can find anybody to drive a van.
Yep.
Doors open at 1. We'll do the show from 2 to 5. And afterwards, right as we get off the air, oh balls, their doors will open in our parking lot. We'll have tons of meaty balls that you can put in your mouth. So delicious. We have so much badass beer on tap. And then we're sticking around because it's 7:30. The football season is going to kick off, and we're going to have a watching party there at Rollertown.
I can't wait to cup some balls. You know, they have these little cups. They put them in these, like, little dishes, these little bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And they just teabag or pop those balls right in the thing. And they're delicious. You can get all different styles. Now, it's the only authentic meatball truck in Dallas-Fort Worth. It's a very popular food truck. I would say it's a top five food truck in all of DFW. It's a big red school bus, and they'll bring it out there. So they'll put their balls in your mouth. I think it's starting around 4 or 5, 5 o'clock maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you watch our show 2 to 5, drink some beer and some delicious cold craft beer that's made right there on site. Watch our show happen. Watch the magic happen. And then enjoy putting those balls in your mouth. And then let's watch some Dallas professional football from the team from Dallas.
Do you want people to bring their own hot water?
For what?
Well, you said they were serving up tea bags.
I mean, you don't really need the water to tea bag.
Oh.
You just need the balls.
I don't understand how. That's not how I make tea.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
When I make your tea, I make it that way.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've had some low tea lately.
That's why you might catch a hair in there.
Oh, good.
Is he having low tea problems?
Don't ask me that, me. But I do want you to come out to Rollertown tomorrow and get you a flight of beer. Oh, my gosh. Beer flights are the best. I'm going to have 7 beer flights tomorrow before kickoff. And then we will party. So come on out tomorrow. The radio show, opening early, O-Balls food trucks, happy hour, and then football kicking off at 7:30. And Kevin will get everybody ready for the Ed Sheeran concert. What time is that?
I don't know.
So that's tomorrow at Rollertown Beer Works in Salina. But right now it's time for this.
On this day in history, throughout time, magical things have happened. Here to prove it is the only radio show with the courage to look history dead in the motherfucking eye. It's time to play the Today Game.
It's a game that's happening today. Let's go.
Take it away, you jackwagons.
It is official, Ben. Zach Martin will not play.
Oh, wait, how? Wait, what? What? How?
He could get
two negatives tomorrow.
Did the COVID plane crash?
From Michael Galkin. He says, team held out hope and was willing to fly him to Tampa on a private jet on Thursday, but his recovery from COVID hasn't reached that stage.
They should have given him that horse paste.
I think they're saying that even though he could get a negative tomorrow, that maybe this thing has been kind of hard on him, and it's drained him a little bit. So he's like coming over kind of a bad flu or something, and he's not in a good position to just go play.
So it was hard on him, and then it got draining?
Yeah, I think so.
It's what you do.
It's what?
When you're sick.
It's what you do. And for that reason, they were unable to inject.
What?
Him with the
ivermectin.
Yep.
Get on that plane, and we're going to put a horse on there, too. Need to have a control group. We're not going to tell you who gets the placebo. We're going to give the placebo either to you or
the horse. Oh, my God. That sounded...
Placebo.
Wait, wow. What did you
funny
guys...
word.
Nothing.
I heard it. I didn't think there was anything weird.
Thank you, Ben.
He said placebo.
He struggled.
Did I? Roll the tape back.
Okay.
I can.
Rewind the tape.
Guys,
I'll be right back. I'm going to go get it.
Today game is brought to you by Rollertown Beer Works in Salina, Texas, where we will be doing our show tomorrow from 2 to 5. The Today game for today, September the 8th, 2021. And let's start with Pink being 42.
Can we say that? Like she just did a bunch of squats.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Explain that to me. I don't understand.
She's got muscular legs.
Yeah. And she's always doing trapeze stuff.
Yeah. She does all the hanging trapeze work. You know, that stuff's impressive. That's like that Cirque du Soleil hanging curtain thing. She wraps herself up in it.
What? Her. That was shocking. You talking about dancing on the razor's edge. Please. Right after saying her first name.
Let's go Stars.
That got us back.
Flirting with the curtain.
It's Jamie.
Razor's edge.
The Fightin' McMahons.
Is that right?
Pranked a New York Giants vlogger on this day in 2017.
No way.
How do you follow football if you get your ass kicked all the time? And how do you get if you get your ass kicked all the time, man?
I have no problem getting whatsoever.
Really?
Come up here and I'll help you with it.
Like dude, right?
Yeah, dude.
Man.
Shut up, Terry.
Listen to him, Ron. Ain't got trying to talk. I don't give a what he's trying
to do. James, I'm sorry about my brother Terry. He's
a apologize for me. Get the mother. Right. You shit. Do something,
guys.
Shut the.
Stop fighting, guys.
No. James, look, things get out of hand quick down here. As
you hit like a bitch.
What's your
Ron?
Final score prediction?
23-17 Giants.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you come on our show September the 12th and we can rub it in your face when Dak dances all over your ass?
That sounds like a good idea. I could definitely do that if you guys would like to have me. I wouldn't mind calling in and hearing you guys wrestle it
Hell
up.
Hell yeah. And you know what? You know, you talk a lot of shit, but I guarantee you won't say none of that to our faces.
You don't know me very well.
I think I know you well enough.
I know you haven't won a fight since you were 17.
I know you guys well enough. You're good.
We'll just kick your ass anyway, James.
But then we'll go get a beer and have fun.
There you go. Pick up together. I'll go get laid.
You'll have a black eye, but we'll pick up together, all three of us.
Wait, he'll have a black guy.
All right, brother. That sounds like a good chat.
Thanks, James.
You guys take care. Good luck this weekend.
All right, go
luck.
Shut up, Terry. Trying to say goodbye to the guest.
Say bye to the guest.
Trying to say goodbye right now.
Y'all see. Good.
All right, there he goes. James Dino, Big Bleed Bleed Blue Blog, whatever it's called. All right, coming up next, Johnny Manziel. Do you want him back in Dallas? Coming away next, Johnny Manziel.
If you do an interview with someone and you ask him to promote your blog or whatever you're trying to promote, they go, just a bleep, bleep, blah, 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 whatever it's called.
That's a pretty good Manziel tease.
Hey, man, I'm here to promote my new movie. It's called Jackass Forever. Oh, he's in Jack, whatever it's called. Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Stupid.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 40.
ABC Tuesday, a parent's worst fear, losing a child.
I don't want to die, Dad.
And you never know whose family it will happen to. An episode so powerful, it hits home.
We beat this thing, no matter what it is, you know. I'm not letting anything happen to you.
A special home improvement followed by the Diet Mug Root Beer Dana Carvey Show.
You, Dad. I'm not home improvement, all right? You might not get it, but that's because that's your deal, all right? That's you. That's on you.
And my dad, of course, is like, I don't like home improvement either. Why are you yelling at me?
I got a quick update on the Johnny Knoxville crotch injury.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
According to Stephen Poole, who, he sent an article, too. He linked it up. The crotch injury they were referring to was when a dirt bike tore his urethra after the handlebars hit him after a jump.
I'm so upset right now.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to move forward as a human.
Oh, my God.
A torn urethra. Oh, my God.
Hey, man, show a little respect.
skin sitting on the couch.
We talked about this on my penile blog, Urethra Franklin.
Oh.
The stupid turtle.
Show some respect.
Gosh.
Oh, it's so good.
Come on, man. Get up.
There's a turtle urethra. Oh my God, T. Will Terrence Williams is 32.
Good game, T. Will.
Blue's Clues premiered on this day in 1996.
You remember how when we were younger we used to run around and hang out with Blue and find clues and talk to Mr. Salt and freak out about the mail and do all the fun stuff? And then one day I was like, oh hey, guess what, big news, I'm leaving. This is my brother Joe, he's your new best friend.
His
and
brother.
I got on a bus and I left. And we didn't see each other for like a really long time.
Yeah, Steve, we remember it.
Can we just
it.
Talk about that?
No.
Steve. I realized that was kind of abrupt.
Yeah, it was a dick move.
I just kind of got up and went to college.
And didn't tell anyone.
He didn't tell anybody. He scarred all the kids.
I need context.
Okay, so Blue's Clues, that was Steve, who was the main guy.
That's
on Blue's
the guy
Clues.
With the bowl haircut.
And then all of a sudden, one day, it's just this different guy.
Totally
and you're
different
like,
guy. They just switch. It's what happens with radio shows.
Yeah, basically.
You know, the radio show doesn't want to tell you where to go. You know, the radio station doesn't want to tell you where the old radio show's going.
But not to children's radio shows.
It's what
children's
happens.
Radio shows will explain to you what's going on.
Yeah.
Steve just left.
They have to explain it every day.
They're trying to pull a fast one on these kids and, you know, high school kids watching this show.
It happened to me watching Bewitched in syndication.
Thank
I mean,
you.
They just switched Darren overnight.
Well, they did it on Fresh Prince, too.
What?
They switched Aunt Viv's.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They switched Aunt Viv's.
That show is hypnotic, though.
Oh, my God.
The cadence of it and everything, it's just...
It is. It was amazing, too. Like, it was dumb, but it was something I was like 12 and could still watch it with my six-year-old brother. Mm. And it's just so funny. Me and Christina were talking about this earlier, like, how there'd be a paw print behind and he'd misses it. Yeah. Say, dumbass, it's your hand.
Steve, turn around.
Are you blind, moron? Look, the dog has a paw there.
Thanks, God, he went to college.
Clue. Okay, put the puzzle together. The salt's talking to him. It's so crazy.
I need to ask you guys for a ruling on this.
Yeah.
So Bill Ghostbustin' Ass Murray is still super keyed up, right? He's two or three, but he's a little dog, so he's just full of energy. And so he's got, by the side of our bed, we have his crate. And he doesn't sleep in there at night. Sometimes he just goes in there on his own. But if someone, like a worker, is going to come over, or we're going to leave the house for an extended period of time, Trish will put him up. And when she puts him up, she puts it on Nickelodeon Kids or whatever. They'll show Goofy cartoons and real little kid cartoons because she thinks he likes it.
Nick Jr.?
Nick Jr. So do you think...
For the dog?
Do you think the dog is watching Nick Jr.?
No.
Miles Turner just retweeted this video.
Of Blue's Clues?
Yeah. Because it's this thing I pulled was from last night.
Yeah, like, I saw it.
Wait, what was last night?
They put out this video last night because today's like the 20th anniversary or whatever, 25th anniversary
it's
of Blue's
like
Clues.
Steve, it's too late, man.
But he's like explaining he's old now. He kind of looks like Moby. And he's just kind of explaining. He's like, can we talk about when I left and went to college and Joe had to come in and take my spot?
I think Joe's the one I know.
Really?
You probably know him, though. You know the worst one.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
Yeah, I think Joe's my guy.
Guys, the Ellen Show premiered on this day in 2003.
Let me just say, Steve is Caddyshack, Joe is Caddyshack too. You know?
So you like Joe, because you always tout Caddyshack too.
That's just what the lino needs, huh? Oh.
A pep talk from Shippy.
That's right. A few encouraging words from Jonathan Shipman. We all do.
You know, I don't know if Ellen DeGeneres is a baseball fan, but Andrew McCutcheon proposed on her show.
To her?
Not to her, but to his betrothed.
I was going to say, he's dealing with the wrong team.
Yeah.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. And a ground ball.
That's how you go to the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Oh, Eric.
Wow.
Because he knew she was a fan of the Angels.
You think they were real into the team at that point after they talked about Shippy for about 15 seconds and then talked about Ellen?
Well, hell, they had to talk about Delino.
Maybe we need to do an Ellen pool because her show's going to be on right above us, her brand new season, and allegedly they're rolling out all the stops. Bye.
Is this the last season?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Hey, are they still playing baseball? Is there still
I think they're playing right now. Yeah, I think we had a pretty good fan audience right now.
The Rangers are going to have the worst record, right?
No, Baltimore's way worse.
Oh, really?
And Rangers. I think Arizona's worse,
Oh, the Rangers
too.
Got hot here a little bit, didn't they?
They're kind of, yeah, and they were still probably weren't ever going to be bad enough to be one, but they're probably fourth.
Dude, Baltimore's outrageously bad. God. That, I didn't know this, and when I went to California, I was talking to my brother-in-law. We were talking about the Rangers. Like, I think they're in last place. And I pulled up the standings and went, oh, my God, Baltimore's got to be the worst team ever. Holy cow.
Well, you see what it does to tank. I mean, Al Leiter, they get the number two pick. And what is his name? It's Al Leiter's son, Jack Leiter. He's already their best prospect.
The Vanderbilt like dude.
I mean, it's like that's how you rebuild it. You got to suck.
You got to suck.
Scotch tape was developed on this day in 1930.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
Let me drink some expensive scotch and then go talk sports with some strangers.
That was Ben tucking his kids in at night when they were real young.
Wiz Khalifa's 34.
Wait up, boys!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holla, 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 we them boys. Holla, we them boys.
I don't feel like he has much.
I'm like, man, what are you going to say next?
I'm more of a Mia Khalifa fan.
Okay, so I don't even think she did porn all that long.
She didn't.
She only did like three or four pornos.
How do you know?
That's all you
could find.
I've
done a lot of research.
Yeah.
No, I was real curious
she
because
hasn't done a lot. You're right.
She was suddenly a big sports personality. And mm-hmm. I was like, now how did this happen? And so I started reading about it. I was like, wait. So I just assumed she was a big porn star. She had like three or four movies. That's it.
She did a great job of saving DMs from athletes. And that kind of vaulted her into the sports world.
Yeah.
Genius.
It's International Literacy Day.
Okay, so let's all open up our Reading is Fun books to page 69. Class, Billy is a nuisance. He will be gone in 2 weeks. I apologize for this inconvenience.
Jeez, what's up her butt?
What was that, Billy?
I said reading is good. Can we start the story now?
Was that in the screenplay, you think?
I didn't play the part where he makes fun of the kid who can't read.
Yeah.
Today, Junior.
Guys, Bernie Sanders is 80.
They're having Barry Sanders 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Sweet. And then Emmett Smith at 7:15 on Thursday.
And Friday, Walter Payton, I hear.
God, man.
Come on.
Really?
Really?
He's dead.
Oh. Breaking news. I'm just finding this out. It's terrible news.
About a decade ago, Walter Payton passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Now my nervous laughter is making it worse.
Why are you laughing about it?
Oh, quit laughing at sweetness, Ben. I feel really bad. You should love the 85 Bears, dude.
Gosh. I feel like a good Twitter account would be Ben's Nervous Laughter. And they just kind of tweet ha-ha-ha and the edgy topics.
Oh, God. 85 Bears. So much fun. And there you have it. That is the Today game for today, September the 8th. Don't forget, Thursday, we're going to be at Rollertown tomorrow doing our show live from 2 to 5. You can watch the show in Salina from 2 to 5. And then Friday, we will be at the Pluckers in Addison. You can watch our show on the road Thursday and Friday. And we'll let you know what Pluckers will be coming to. I think it is official. We are going to go to the Pluckers in Fort Worth on December 3rd.
Ah, that's good. Finally getting out there to see those Alliance folks.
Yeah, so we're going to get out there to the Pluckers in Fort Worth on the 3rd. All right, coming up next, we got an audio bubble bath. We've got two stories that involve snakes and what can go wrong when folks are preaching in public. This is good audio coming your way next.